When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
TV, comics, movie stars, hit singles and some toys. It's trivia and dirty jokes,
an evening with the boys.
Once is never good enough for
something so fantastic.
So here's another Gilbert and Franks. Here's another Gilbert and Franks. Here's another Gilbert and Franks.
Colossal classic.
This is Gilbert Gottfried, and I'm here with my co-host, Frank Santopadre, and believe it or not, we're at Nutmeg, with our engineer, Frank Bertarossa, or soon to be homeless, Frank Bertarossa.
And, TMI.
Yes, and this is an episode of Gilbert and Frank's amazing colossal obsession.
You don't even have to correct him anymore.
Yeah.
He's so good.
Pretty good.
Took him 350.
Yes.
Yeah. Get up to speed. Who else is here with
us? And also, old Southern blues singer, Asteriskless.
He's Asteriskless?
Yeah.
That's about all I have.
I don't know if it's because he a poor family.
Uh-huh.
Or that a disease he had as a child. But no matter what he writes, if it needs an asterisk, he can't put it in there.
What have we had so far? He's skinless, legless.
Knuckleless,
knuckleless.
I thought was a nice one.
Knuckleless was good.
Yeah.
Boneless.
Yeah.
You were boneless at one point.
Boneless chicken breast.
Eyebrowless.
Yeah. So I just like to say to Frank, to homeless Frank Verderosa, if he wants to join me at my spot on 53rd Street, that'd be fine.
half cup will travel.
You have achieved even more celebrity on this show.
Through the Raybone
alias.
I got a tweet from Howard Itzkowitz.
Harold Itzkowitz.
Harold.
Yeah. We like Harold. And Harold's a regular
he
fan.
He sent a photo of the armless, legless black midget from Freaks. And he said something like a rare old photo of Raybone. Yes.
Are you getting a lot of extra Twitter traffic?
Well, I'm getting a lot of things I can't disclose.
Except really?
The problem is Gilbert demands 20% of everything I get.
Well.
Oh, and one other thing.
Yes.
Before I forget, I hope I could find it quickly.
Oh, that won't happen.
Oh, no. That's what these phones are.
You going into your
horrible
Twitter?
Yeah. No, I put it aside purposely.
Uh-huh.
So, okay. I think we're almost there.
That's all right.
All right.
Take your time.
Wait. Wait.
It's not like we're on the air or
Frank,
anything.
How are you?
I'm good. Nice shirt.
Talk amongst yourselves, okay?
Summer plans, Raybone?
Yeah. Going to the beach, relaxing, relaxing summer.
Here it is.
Good.
A guy named Sam the Sens fan.
Oh, yeah, I know Sam the Sens fan.
Yes.
These are all Twitter followers.
Yeah, he tweeted, for goodness sake, the man talks about jerking off to Jane Fonda and imitated Paul Williams fucking Shirley Temple. How is Real Gilbert's Amazing Colossal Podcast not first on the list of podcasts? I agree.
Yes. Yeah. it's hard to fault that logic. We'll do a tweet.
I think we're too intellectual at times.
Over the viewer listeners' heads.
We'll do a tweet episode. We'll catch up with all these people. There's a lot of stuff has happened.
Yes.
Yes. And the Sid and Marty episode has smash hit?
I'm always surprised.
I know you are. You think six people are going to listen every time we put one up. But the Sid and Marty and Tim Matheson was very well received.
Yeah.
So we've been on a good roll.
I'm
goody for us.
Always surprised.
If you weren't bringing the show down, we'd be going places. Now this week, we let Raybone pick an episode idea.
So it's an old blues singer that he lived with.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we sometimes we rack our brains to come up with mini episode ideas. And Raybone said, how about, what did you say to me?
Beach blanket movies.
Beach blanket movies.
Yes.
And now, it's summer. We're in the middle of summer. It made all the sense in the world.
Good time to do it.
And now, I warn you, if you're going to be digging up your beach blanket movies to watch, remember, some of these girls are dead, and the rest are in their 90s.
We just lost Deanna Lund, who I believe is in Dr. Goldfoot and the Bikini Machine.
What, Vincent Price?
Yeah, or one of those.
Wow.
Yeah. So, some of them are still around.
Well, we had on Frankie Avalon.
Frankie Avalon was here. Annette was gone.
Yeah,
sadly. But it makes all the sense in the world for us to do these. So
Annette was she lived so long with MS.
With MS, yeah.
And
the poor thing.
I thought that was awful.
The poor thing. She would have been perfect for the show. I mean, a lot of these people are gone. We'll talk about some of them. It would be very interesting to see who's still alive. Is Dick Dale still around? We have to look that up.
Maybe.
Dick Dale, maybe. King of surf music. Anyway, what did you find, Paul? Start us off.
Well, here's the amazing thing. I did want to, one aside before we get going.
Yeah.
Which is, when I was a little guy, about 6 or 7, I had a terrible crush on Annette.
Uh-huh.
And so bad that I would crawl under a chair to watch the Mickey Mouse Club so my parents wouldn't see me blushing.
That's beautiful.
And the thing is, to this day, when I see a beautiful woman, I often crawl under a chair.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, seems to be.
Wow.
So we can get on with the show.
Like, kind of like
you haven't grown since then.
Well, I'm hoping by confessing to you guys, this will be a breakthrough for
me. It's kind of like when Bob Costas crawled under the chair at the Friars Club
because
Gilbert was ending his career. So where do we start? I mean, I know there's seven considered to be the official.
Seven official beach party movies. And we get this on the web from an article at Mental Floss written by...
Of all people.
Eddie Deason.
How about that?
Wow!
Former podcast.
Yeah, I found the same article.
And another one. Eddie Deason came on the show, another hit.
He was fantastic.
Yeah, he was very funny.
Yeah, I did not know that Eddie was a beach party movie aficionado.
Well, also,
but apparently he is
sort of a reporter here. He's cataloging this whole thing, and
And he only considers these seven to be the official ones.
These are the official ones. So there's lots more than this, of course. But these were all done by American International Pictures.
Right. That's right.
And AIP. And most of them. This is somebody who was new to me, but probably not to you guys. Most were directed by William Asher.
Yeah, William Asher was married to Elizabeth Montgomery.
Elizabeth Montgomery. He considers that his best show, Bewitched.
He was the EP of Bewitched.
Bewitched, yes.
Yeah, but he worked a long time.
Yeah, and he did 110 of 179 episodes of I Love Lucy.
Oh, William Asher.
Prolific, William Asher. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did a lot of stuff.
Even directed into the 80s.
Hey, do I say, is Oh God one of my things?
Oh God, yes.
Yeah, yes.
That's what you're saying.
Oh God, yes. Okay, so everybody can do your crack pipe now.
Take your hit. Yeah, William Asher was still directing. He directed Bill Macy in Charles Grodin's movie Movers and Shakers.
Oh.
A very an elderly William Asher, but he had a very long career.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the seven, so you want to, we've kept the suspense long enough.
Yeah.
Here. 1963, number one was Beach Party.
Beach Party.
Okay, the first official movie with the first official stars, Frankie Avalon and Annette Funicello.
Right.
A lot of Italians involved here, Frank.
Mm-hmm. Frankie Avalon.
And the big word with, I mean, the big thing with Annette Funicello was she started out as the little cutesy little baby. And then all of a sudden,
out they came.
Yeah.
Yep. That's what she was known for, filling the sweater.
She also, there was a Hollywood lore about how Walt Disney had said she could not show her navel.
Yeah, that's famous.
In any of the movies.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
Yeah.
And, well, and like then, they didn't let Barbara Eden in.
Yeah, that's yeah, right.
That's
same
right.
issue.
Same issue. Disney so, was afraid it would ruin.
Well, the controversy, this is a question for a future podcast.
But she could show her cunt.
Yeah,
that was interesting. In the contrast.
Well, Disney was a funny guy.
Unpredictable. Really?
So it was like two or three movies
took
in.
9 minutes for this one to go into the gutter.
He had the same contract for James Dean.
I didn't know that.
Yes. No, for what's his name? Russell. What's
who?
Barbara and Goldie Hawn's husband.
Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell.
There you go.
He said, make sure Kurt Russell's dick is always showing.
I think this is flawed history.
That was,
I don't believe
well,
this.
That was Walt's last word.
I didn't yeah. realize that. Yes.
Annette said that was not true.
Really?
But no. That she, out of respect for Mr. Disney, did not show her navel until the last couple of movies when I guess she finally thought, I can't stand it anymore. The fans have got to see my navel.
Well, Harvey Maury Amsterdam and Vincent Price turn up in that first one.
Yeah.
In Beach Party.
Some of the actors in these things are amazing. We'll see as we go through them.
Yeah.
So, and Frank,
of course, Harvey
Frankie Avalon always played a character named Frankie.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, that's fun.
But Annette was usually either Dee Dee or Dolores.
Interesting.
These are deep cultural roots.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, let's knock them out year by year. Yeah.
Frankie Avalon's a guinea.
Yeah, you sure that's right. That's right.
Frankie Avalon is still trying to recover from your Cesar Romero interrogation.
Is his name like something like Frankie Avalon?
I just said it. Avalon.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't think, I didn't come across, I don't think, a single Jewish actor.
We'll have to look hard. We'll look hard. Robert Q. Lewis is in Ski Party, but I don't count that one.
I think in one of the beach movies stars Theodore Bacchelli.
Yeah. Fivish Finkel is a lifeguard.
Fivish Finkel.
Let's plow through these. What was the Beach Party was the first one in 64.
We can't really Beach Party was 63.
Oh, 63, right. 63.
And we can't really plow through year by year because in 1964 there were three of them.
Right.
These guys were cranking them out. Muscle Beach Party.
Muscle Beach Party was the second one.
That was the one with Don Rickles.
Correct.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Right.
And Pajama Party was the next one.
Right.
Same, but basically the same story. Boy meets girl. There's some minor issue or problem.
You know what I remember about Don Rickles in that? That's so weird. Is it's like has part of his stand up in there. He's supposed to be a tough coach.
Yeah. Big drag.
Of these muscle men. And then for some reason, there's a scene in a nightclub where he's walking around with the mic going, hey, what do you do, lady? And it was out of nowhere.
The rumor is that Rickles turned up in the beach movies because his agent, Jack Gilardi, was married to Annette.
Oh, that's...
Which is fun trivia.
Yeah.
But I digress, Paul. Keep going.
Yeah, so Muscle Beach Party was also famous for the official big screen debut of
Stevie Wonder.
Little Stevie Wonder.
That's
right. Oh, boy.
Little you Stevie ain't stumping Wonder. Me, buddy.
So there's a scene there where he's doing his thing and he's got the harmonica.
That's
and
right.
He looks great. He must be what?
Plus,
eight or
Peter
10.
Lorre's in that one.
Peter Lorre's in that one.
That old looking round Peter Lorre.
Yes. Yeah.
With the eyes are really practically, you can't see him anymore.
Yep, yep, yep.
You could do maybe, what would Peter Lorre say to Annette on the beach?
Yeah, by then his voice had gone from dead.
Yeah. You know who else turns up in the second one?
At all,
you know who else is in Muscle
Annette,
Beach Party?
I want to see your cunt.
That's not the one Boris Karloff.
Keep it clean. We're doing the beach movies.
We're not even showing navels for
that. No profanity, no belly buttons, no drink, no smoke. They never mentioned Vietnam.
My God, that's right.
Was Muscle Beach Party the one with Boris Karloff?
No. Buddy Hackett and Peter Lorre turned up at Muscle Beach Party.
Yeah.
And then there was Bikini Beach.
Bikini Beach.
Right.
Right.
That's the third one.
Which had a...
And Rickles comes back.
And Frankie had a doppelganger. So one Frankie was Frankie. The other Frankie was a rock musician.
Yeah, it's sort of a Nutty Professor thing.
Oh, that's right. And he was called the Potato Bug.
Correct.
And Eddie Deason says, get it, Beatles, Potato Bug?
Yeah.
Get the gag.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
So this was the level of the humor.
It's good Frankie and sort of wise-ass, tough guy, rock star, buddy love Frankie.
I remember that.
And then Bikini Beach was, you already mentioned him, I think, before we got on the mic, Harvey Lembeck as Eric Von Zipper.
Eric Von Zipper.
Yeah.
Well, he's in them from the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah. From the first one, from Beach Party.
Yeah, I think Bikini Beach was the first time he was actually called Eric Von Zipper.
Oh, he was playing a different character?
Maybe.
Oh, absolutely.
See, now there's someone.
To brush up on my beach movies.
Who would have been the ideal guest
Harvey
for
Lembeck?
The show?
Yeah. I'll tell you who's around. His son, Michael Lembeck.
Oh, okay.
Who did a lot of stuff. Captain Cool and the Kongs.
Oh, okay.
For Sid and Marty.
Okay.
Track him down. But who else turns up in Bikini Beach, Paul?
I don't know.
Mr. Who? Karloff.
Oh, that's the one with Boris.
Yeah. William Henry Pratt.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were just throwing these old actors into these things.
Yeah,
some of these guys.
Buster Keaton's in one of them.
He's in the next one.
Yeah. And Vincent Price is, some of these people were doing movies for AIP, like horror movies and stuff, and they were
all those movies.
In the studio, all those Poe movies, right?
They were hanging around.
Right.
And by Poe, I mean like Raybone. He was really Poe.
Really Poe.
Well, Karloff turns up.
He comes from a Poe family.
Karloff shows up in Bikini Beach with Keenan Wynn.
Oh!
And Timothy Carey.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So there you go.
Oh God, yes.
And what was the next one, Paul? Pajama Party?
Pajama Party 1964. We're still in 1964. I mean, these guys were amazing.
Yeah, they cranked them out.
Keenan Wynn. Boy, what an ideal guest he would have made.
His son is in show business too. Tracy Keenan Wynn.
Wow.
Yeah.
We could find him. He's a writer. He used to write for Star Trek.
That's like, so this is like a legacy.
Oh yeah. These guys are around. We could do a whole month of sons and daughters of people that we never got on the show.
Well, we get a lot on the show already, too.
I mean, I think Mark Hudson, the Hudson brothers, turned out to be related to Keenan Wynn and Ed Wynn by extension. Do you remember this?
I
think that Ed Wynn was their great uncle.
Okay.
And Keenan Wynn was their uncle. Yeah.
Okay.
I have to verify that, but I think that's what Mark told us when he was here. All right, Paul, buddy.
1965, probably the best and most classic Beach Party movie, Beach Blanket Bingo.
Yeah. That's the one everybody talks about.
And even described as being sometimes quite touching, which is hard to imagine. They've gone a long way from Beach Party.
Ah. I love the way the music cues just show up. Thank you, Frankie.
And then, like in the 80s, they brought them back together.
Back to the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah. We asked Frankie about that one. We talked about that. Who else shows up in Beach Blanket Bingo, Paul? What if they won?
Beach Blanket. What if they won?
And you get a car. And you get a car.
Okay, so we talked about Rickles. We talked about Buster Keaton.
Yeah, Keaton. Well, Keaton's in Pajama Party.
One of our favorites. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Paul Lynde.
Paul Lynde shows up in Beach Blanket Bingo.
And you should see his navel.
I'm looking down this list. I can't find anyone who's alive. Deborah Wally might be alive.
Well, this was 50 years ago when these things were happening.
I know,
more
it's
than
amazing. Well, Frankie's obviously with us still, but Paul Lynde, Buster Keaton, Timothy Carey, and Earl Wilson, the columnist.
Oh, wow.
Earl's Pearls also shows up in Beach Blanket Bingo.
See, that's obviously a case of, he'll definitely write it in his column.
Of course.
Yeah.
It was like payola in a way. Dorothy Kilgallen, by the way, is in Pajama Party.
Oh, my God.
This may have been a pattern.
Yeah.
And Terry Garr shows up in Pajama Party as one of the dancers on the beach.
Jeez.
Yeah.
We will return to Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast after this.
Paul?
So, number six.
Yeah.
Now, this sounds like a title Gilbert would have dreamed of. How to stuff a wild bikini.
Yeah. How they got away with that title.
It's got Gilbert's fingerprints all over it.
Yeah. And who shows up in that one, pray tell?
We got one Mr. Dwayne Hickman.
Yes.
Oh.
He's around, Dwayne Hickman.
Oh,
we should
okay.
Find Dwayne. We lost Tab Hunter, but we should find Dwayne Hickman.
And Eddie Deason says, sadly, Hickman can't fill Frankie's shoes.
Oh, Frankie would love
tragic.
To hear that.
That is tragic. Yeah, he would love to hear that.
Brian Donlevy shows up in How to Stuff a Wild Bikini and Mickey Rooney.
Wow.
Mickey Rooney.
Yeah.
He said he was paid well, hung out with a lot of fun kids, and got to listen to rock and roll all
they
rock and roll all
throwing day. Everybody but the kitchen
also,
sink into
also
these
he
things.
Had just declared bankruptcy, so he was in a position to make any movie that anybody wanted to make.
By the way, we neglected to mention Maury Amsterdam, who's in the first one.
Oh,
who's in Beach Party.
Now, Eddie, he gives a 7. He's got I don't know if he had trouble filling out 7 or what happened.
I don't know. I have to call Eddie.
Number 7 is weird. Did you get number 7?
Yeah.
Ghost in the Invisible Bikini, 1966.
Right.
Which is interesting among beach party movies because it features no Frankie, no Annette, no surfing, and God help us, no beaches.
But Nancy Sinatra.
But Nancy Sinatra.
And Basil Rathbone.
Nancy Sinatra, who was going to be in it. Wasn't this what this was?
No, I think she's in it.
So I'm going to take a guess that this was Basil Rathbone also after a couple of divorces.
And Arkoff and Nicholson had him hanging around.
Oh, that's right.
James Nicholson,
that's
not
right.
Jack Nicholson, the AIP guy. So they throw them in. They had Keaton, you know.
And it was probably one of those things like with Roger Corman. Hey, he owes us an hour.
Hell, Elsa Lanchester turns up in the fourth one. In Pajama Party. So you got the Bride of Frankenstein and Frankenstein.
Jeez.
And Vincent Price and Peter Lorre. So that's one of the reasons it's worth pulling these out of mothballs and watching them. Because it's just great to see these people. It's a great historical artifact. Nancy Sinatra is not in. Yeah, she's in the Ghost
boots are made for walking.
Nancy
state.
Sinatra. Here's what
she's
I was thinking
it.
Of. There was an issue with Beach Blanket Bingo. Okay, she was supposed to be meant to play the role that was played by Linda Evans. But there was a kidnapping in the script, and Frank Sinatra Jr. had just been kidnapped.
That's right.
Good
trivia.
She didn't want to do it given the circumstances.
Yeah, but Gilbert mentions these boots are made for walking, which was actually recorded 2 months before she turned up in the Ghost in the Invisible Bikini.
Okay.
Now, this puzzles me.
Now, so this was Invisible Bikini, and so Nancy wouldn't do it because she had to be kidnapped.
Right. So let me check exactly here.
No,
so
she's in it.
Kidnapping.
Beach Blanket Bingo is the one.
Yeah.
Right.
She's in the other one.
There
but
you
this
go.
One, her brother had recently been taken as part of a much publicized kidnapping in Lake Tahoe. She reportedly backed out of the movie over not wanting to act out that plot point.
Yeah, that
and
would have been.
And who could blame her?
Yeah, no, that would have been pretty sleazy.
I'm puzzled as to why Eddie, and I'll defer to Eddie, he's obviously an expert.
A scholar
of the Beach Blanket movies. We actually should have called him and just put him on the phone for this.
Yeah.
But I don't know why he doesn't consider Dr. Goldfoot and the Bikini Machine, which was made by AIP and also made a year earlier. Why he doesn't consider that, because Frankie and Annette are in that one.
Yeah.
And that has a cameo.
Well,
so why doesn't he consider that to be one of the 7?
There are at least a couple of dozen other Beach Blanket movies. There are all kinds of them.
Well, there's Fireball 500 and Thunder Alley that were also made by AIP. And
Frank, do you have that
count
clip
those.
And then one we talked about that came after these Beach Party movies?
What do you got, Frank?
Got it?
Oh, this is Elvis and Clambake.
Elvis and Clambake.
Right. But that's a whole other world.
Yeah, but that's but
of
you
beach
know, you
movies.
Could, you, that's right. That's right.
Sure,
but that's
sure.
just an example of the many other things that are out there.
And, well, there and, were yeah.
And now here's the thing. Just today, and this wouldn't count exactly as a beach movie by any stretch, but close enough. I had been watching some movie I hadn't seen before called Lisa with Stephen Boyd and Dolores Hart. And Who is now a nun.
She is. We had her on The View a few years ago.
We got it.
She wrote a book.
Yeah.
She wrote a book about how she went from Elvis to a nunnery.
Yeah. Two Elvis movies.
Yeah. She's in Loving You and I think King Creole.
Yeah. And so she's in a nunnery.
Yeah.
Which is
where I'm going after this podcast.
And I was watching Lisa because once I found out she plays an Auschwitz survivor, it's too much. But she was in Where the Boys Are.
That's right. Which was, and funny you mentioned that, because that's another Beach movie. Where the Boys Are was 1960, so it's a predecessor.
Is that a clip you can find, Frank? The Connie Francis song, right?
Well, you know, even before AIP decided to start making beach blanket movies, there was Columbia made Gidget. They made Gidget Goes Hawaiian. There were two movies written by this guy, Lou Russoff, who wound up writing... For AIP, went up writing the beach movies. That's Hot Rod Gang and The Ghost of Drag Strip Hollow. You know these, Gil?
Now, like, those titles sound very familiar.
And there was a Gidget imitator that MGM knocked out called Love in a Goldfish Bowl.
Oh, I never heard of that one.
Which is a great title. Or that may have been from Paramount. But anyway, there were the Gidget movies. There was Clam Bake. There were more than one Elvis Beach movie.
Oh, yeah.
There was Fun in Acapulco.
It's
a bunch of them.
It's really a tough category to say, well, this one doesn't
consider Saving Private Ryan to be a beach movie?
Yes. Eddie Deason was terrific in that.
It was so much fun to start doing the research on these and find this Mental Floss article and look down and see that Eddie wrote it. And he knows a lot.
Yeah.
Eddie knows a lot about Hollywood history. That's one of the things that made him such a great guest.
Yeah.
We just kind of turned him loose.
So I got a funny thing, if you're interested, if we got time, from MeTV.
Yeah.
The cable channel, 8 things you never knew about the beach party movies.
Okay.
You guys probably, I'm confident you guys know.
I think
them.
You already told us a
but
few.
One was the Nancy Sinatra thing. Let's see here. We've got.
Well, wasn't Fabian supposed to be in Frankie's part?
Fabian was initially intended to play Frankie Avalon's role, the heartthrob of the 1950s. Fabian Forte, I'm not sure.
Maybe in Forte, he's still around.
Made girls faint, and unfortunately, he was under contract to 20th Century Fox.
Right.
So that was the end of that.
Maybe Fabian would be fun for us.
That would be. Now, they say, and I mean, I imagine it's a composite of a few people, not just Fabian. But, you know, that movie, The Idol Maker.
Sure. The Ray Sharkey. Yeah, it's a good movie.
That most people say it's Fabian.
Yeah. You talked to Frankie about that movie.
Yes.
I think. Yeah, well, because Fabian was one of the ones that was really manufactured.
Yes.
Yeah. Where I think the story was that the producer, The Idol Maker, whose name I can't remember, the character that Sharkey plays, was driving around and saw him sitting on a stoop.
Yeah.
Saw him in his neighborhood and just decided that he had the face of a teen idol.
Yeah.
I think that was the story that Frankie told us.
Yeah, because, and sure enough, when they put him on album covers, every girl was nuts about him.
Yeah, and we talked about him with Alan Arkush last night because he turns up in Get Crazy. But before we run out of time, let's
never sang or anything.
Let's get to these.
So you mentioned Lou Russoff or Russoff.
Yeah, Lou Russoff. He died young.
So he was commissioned by AIP to write a beach party script, and it turns out other screenwriters, he was unable to finish it. Other screenwriters came in to rework it, and the reason they came in to do that and take no credit was that Russoff died of
brain cancer at the age
of 51.
Well, Arkoff had a heart, after all.
There you go.
Yeah.
But it seemed like time to bring the podcast down.
Thanks. So that's usually Gilbert's job to bring up a brain tumor.
So who had the brain tumor again?
Lou Russoff.
Lou Russoff, who wrote a bunch of the movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so his colleagues and friends came in and gave him a fitting send-off.
I'll tell you, it's fun to see these. I mean, it's kind of sad to see old Buster.
Yeah.
But, you know, just to see Laurie and Elsa Lanchester and Karloff, they're worth looking at.
Yes.
If you can get past that these actors are far, far past their prime.
Yeah.
It's fun to see them. And Rickles and Harvey Lembeck as Eric Von Zipper.
Yes.
A lot of fun.
Yes.
And Paul Lynde is fun. So Beach Blanket Bingo is pretty good.
And
it's a good summer watch.
That reminds me of that movie, The Finks or something.
The Finks. Oh, my God. Gino sent me that.
Yeah.
We'll have to do a whole episode on The Finks.
Yeah.
P-H-Y-N-X.
Yeah. Leo Garci, Hunts Hall.
They all show up
Johnny
in there.
Johnny Weissmuller.
Yeah.
And if you were to say each one had been dead for 5 years.
They all looked like they were in post-embalming.
You go, okay, yeah, I believe it.
Yeah. We'll do a whole episode on that.
One or two more. I don't know why the hell this is in here, but something about a movie called Ski Party.
Well, Ski Party wasn't set at the beach, but it was an AAIP
party movie.
Yeah.
Well, mountain party.
Purist Eddie Deason does not include it.
So you know this, but we could try this on Gilbert.
Yeah, go quick.
Who played the Ski Patrol in Ski Party?
Oh, don't know.
It was typecasting, I'd say.
Yeah.
James Brown and the Fabulous Flames.
Oh, Ski Patrol. God. That would be my first guess. Yeah.
Well, you know, another reason to watch these things is to see early James Brown and the music. See little Stevie Wonder on the beach,
right.
Dick Dale.
And another one of those. Oh, yeah, in Clambake. Elvis is backed up by Dick Dale's band.
Yeah, Dick Dale. Dick Dale might still be alive.
It's funny, like in the movie, that thing you do.
Love that picture.
They show that the group is put into a beach movie at one point.
Yeah, yeah.
The only other postscript on Ski Party is, this is a piece of Hollywood lore that we will, if anybody could answer it, it would be this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the only time James Brown ripped his pants while doing his famous split.
There you go. Also sat on his balls. If you knew that.
That's what I got. That's all I got.
That's when James Brown was the original Mr. Belvedere.
I'm not going to let us out of here without telling. I mentioned Fireball. Jake Arnie Kogan. I mentioned Fireball 500, which had Fabian and Chill Wills.
Oh,
but before we wrap, I do have to mention, this is, after all, the Amazing Colossal podcast. There was one beach movie, Eddie Deason does not consider this to be one of the seven, called Sergeant Deadhead. And who was in that? Buster Keaton, Eve Arden, and Cesar Romero.
Oh,
so there you go.
Okay.
And it was set at the outside of an orange grove.
Yes. So what's her name was in it? What's that woman who was known for her orange juice commercial?
Oh, Anita Bryant.
Yes. It was produced by Anita Bryant.
A lot of product placement for
right up her alley.
Minute Maid. If any of our listeners have seen all the beach movies, or even most of the beach movies, we invite you to tweet us or write us on Facebook.
Some of the cast in these things, did we mention Ride the Wild Surf?
No, that's not a.
That is not official.
That's not AIP, is it?
No. Look at the cast. Barbara Eden, Shelley Fabre, and Tab Hunter.
Yeah, we just lost
Tab.
There
you go.
But Shelley Fabre and Barbara Eden would be great gets for this show. So,
And
I'm going to try again. We tried with Barbara Eden and didn't have any luck, but we'll try again.
And we should apologize to all of you before you get angry. We made an attempt early on to get Tab Hunter.
We did make an attempt to get Tab Hunter, and there were geographical challenges, but that's one I'm really kicking myself about.
Yeah.
I think he would have been a wonderful guest for us. But we can't get everybody. We try like crazy. We do have Ray Bone, so what else do you want?
Yes.
And this was a fun idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would, if I had some free time on my hands this summer, I would sit and put some of these in.
Yeah.
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 Just to see the faces.
I think we can do at least two or three more minis on beach blanket movies.
Yeah, the non-AIP ones.
Yeah, actually, it would be fun to come back.
We're going to have an Elvis-related guest in the fall, so we'll do we'll talk about Elvis movies.
Yeah.
Frankie, you got some beach blanket to take us out? What do you got? Anything?
Wait till you hear it. It's going to be awesome.
Great. Gil?
Yes. So I'm Gilbert Gottfried. I'm here with Frank Santopadre and Asterisk-less Ray Bone. And this has been another
edition. He's wearing Asterisk-less chaps. I can't even say Asterisk.
of the beach blanket edition of Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Colossal Obsession.
Good idea for a summer show, Paul.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Take my hat off to you. See you next time.
Beach blanket bingo. That's the name of the game. Every line and every line.
nasty when you're down by the shore.
Looking smart
and looking classy,
yeah, they're learning the score.
A beach blanket bingo, a beach blanket bingo, beach blanket bingo, that's the name of the game. The game. When a lad just meets a lassie and he asks for a kiss, then he finds a lassie sassy.
Right blanket,
wrong man.
Beach blanket bingo, beach blanket bingo, beach blanket bingo, that's the name of the game.
Play the game like you should do now, that's the start of the fun. When you find
a girl for you now,
bingo, you won!
Beach blanket, bingo, beach blanket, bingo, beach blanket, bingo, that's the name of the, that's the name of the.